Last week, Information Minister Michael Makui told reporters following an extraordinary cabinet meeting that the Council of Ministers approved a decision to take out loans totaling $88 million to enable the government to settle all of the country's internal outstanding debts.
The Afreximbank Bank, as you remember, in the last meeting, we had approved a loan of $25 million. This time, the bank has been a little bit kind and they have decided to increase the amount, and they have also approved that they give us additional sum of $63 million for the same pandemic threat impact mitigation facility.
Makui says the government considered this loan as a soft loan, saying it will be paid using the country's oil. But Ahmed Morgan, an economic analyst and a senior economics lecturer at the University of Juba, says the government should have a clear purpose for borrowing tens of millions of dollars since the loan will come due for the next generation. Morgan says the government has often taken loans from various countries and institutions, but the money is later squandered or used for something other than its intended purpose. He says borrowing huge amount of money again will not solve the country's economic crisis.
Economic problems in a country can only be fixed when you actually fix the base for the production and the economy, which we don't have now in the country today. And the basis for production and good economy is first to have sustainable peace and then to have general stability in terms of security and so forth, so that you start proper production for local consumption.
Producing a surplus amount of goods for export is how you begin to stabilize the economy, says Morgan. He says the government should use the new loans to pay civil servant salaries in arrears and current salaries.
So first priority, you need to settle your internal debt. You see, when internal indebted, you have to settle with that money. And that is a temporary solution. And you have to now come up with a plan how you will never fall back in the same position again. Now, I've been talking that we need to strengthen our positions of foreign exchange. We are by reducing imports of certain things. For instance, South Sudan is an oil producing country, and still we are importing final products of oil. We are importing petrol, we're importing diesel, we're importing engine oil, things that we could have done internally.
Mariel Awu, an economic professor and vice chancellor at Upper Nile University, welcomes the government decision to borrow, saying the country is nearly bankrupt.
Is a relief to the government, because the government is now in a very serious situation. Is not able to pay salaries of civil servants. I mean, is not able to operate the normal functions of the government. There is almost complete bankruptcy of the government.
But Awu also questioned that South Sudanese are consuming at the expenses of future generation. Afreximbank is a pan-African multilateral trade finance institution created in 1993 under the auspices of the African Development Bank. Its headquarters are located in Cairo, Egypt. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.